Ready and giving me on spin. Emma, Dave and Aisling, 8:41. You all right?
I wish you were giving me a break.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
His least favourite day of the week. All of our favourite day of the week. It is the girly quiz. Once a week, myself, Ash and the women of Dublin, we test Dave on all things girly. He's learned a lot. He's a lot to learn. You know yourself. You can never tell them enough, hey?
That's a good way to put it. I have learned a lot, but I do have a lot to learn.
Absolutely. So we'll keep going until he's an expert in all things feminine. Mm. We are mystical creatures,
when
us ladies.
When was that moment to be?
Never.
Okay.
Never.
Great.
The Google Doc gets longer and longer every week, my pal. I can assure you of that. Dave has two lifelines to give him a hand to win the week. One is a Simplify, and one is his phone a female. It is Karen standing by to give you a hand this morning.
Nice one.
Okay. So the other thing to mention to you is, naturally, when it comes to the girly quiz, we're kind of sometimes getting into uncharted territory. Yeah. So if there's certain conversations you haven't had with little ears in the car, maybe keep your hand on the dial just in case we go there. You know what I mean? When it comes to anatomy and things.
Yeah, you never know what I'm going to say. So.
Yeah. We just cover ourselves by saying that, really, don't we? Yeah. Okay, let's get cracking. Question number one, Dave, on the girly quiz this week. Beaded.
Nope.
Fringe and tassel. Are types of what?
Things that go on a nipple. I don't know. beaded.
Fringe and tassel are types of what?
Beaded, tassel, fringe. Are they types of hairstyles you get while on holiday?
Beaded hairstyle?
Do you know when you go
fringe?
On holiday and...
Holiday?
Do you know when you go on holiday and the people on the beach do your hair? And they could put it in a fringe.
They could put it in a fringe?
Yeah.
Okay, think about this now for a second. What's a fringe?
It goes over your forehead.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're cutting hair on the beach now, are they?
I don't know if they're cutting hair. Well, yeah, I suppose that's probably a good point. Okay, tassels.
What's a tassel?
I thought it was the thing that went on your nipple to, like, spin around.
So like a helicopter?
Yeah.
With your nipple?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, cool. And beaded?
Beads. See, this is where I'm thinking you can put beads in your hair. I've seen beads in hair. Do you remember Monica? Remember Monica and Friends, and she puts the shells in her hair?
Yeah.
She's going side to side. I think they're hair accessories. But I think that's wrong. That's not my final answer. I'm going to call in Karen.
He's panicking.
I'm panicking. I'm going to lose my job. All right, Karen.
Hi,
good morning. How are you?
Hello.
Okay,
hi.
Karen, I really, really hope that you know this. I have 30 seconds on the clock. I'm really hoping you can tell me what beaded and
fringe
the other...
and tassel are all types of what?
Go on.
I'm panicking here in the car now.
No!
I'm just thinking of dresses and outfits and, like...
Dresses and outfits?
Like a beaded dress or a tassel on a dress.
But could you have a fringe dress?
Like, yeah, you'd have... I feel like you could.
Okay,
you know?
Perfect. Do you know what, Karen? Go with your gut. I'm going to go with you and say, well, is the right answer types of dresses, do you think?
Oh, gee,
Macri. I'm going to go with types of dresses. I'm going to back Karen. She is not backing herself.
She's not backing herself at all. And but there's a reason for that.
No!
That was brutal.
Oh, no, listen, Karen, don't worry. I know you're going to beat yourself up about this all day. Beaded, fringe and tassel are types of necklaces. Different styles of necklaces. I was going to say choker.
That was really tricky.
I was going to say choker, fringe and tassel, and producer Callum said that was too easy.
I've never heard of fringe.
Callum!
Fringe necklace.
Yeah. It kind of hangs down across your neck. Then you have the beaded ones and you have the tassel ones.
That makes sense.
Listen, to be honest with you now, Karen, he was getting really cocky, so I'm glad you took him down a peg.
Yeah,
okay?
Thanks for that, Karen.
Cheers, hon.
Consider my confidence on the floor again.
Have a great day, Karen.
Good luck, Karen. Bye.
Thanks,
talk to you later. Okay, we move.
Great. Why? Like, we could just play a song now because I've lost the week.
Nope. Dave, question number two in the girly quiz this week is... What kind of foot problems can develop from wearing high heels? Give me two. Two types of foot problems that can develop from wearing high heels. Just two, please.
I don't know, gammy foot.
Gammy foot.
Two kind of... What would be the... You need two.
Do I need
I
two?
Say,
give me two examples.
Athlete's foot. That's a thing, right? And sore toes.
What are you saying, Callum?
I I'm a man.
If I got that correct, that's the most ridiculous thing in the world. Athlete's foot and sore toes.
I can't accept that. I can't accept that.
I was presuming you wouldn't be able
Come
to.
Come on, think about it. Think about it. You're plonking along in high heels. Where's the stress going to be? Where's the pain going to be?
Athlete's foot and the sole of
Why
your
would
foot.
Athlete's foot give you? Athlete's foot's from dampness.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Right.
Athlete's foot. Okay, so not athlete's foot. So sore toes and a sore heel. Oh, maybe rough skin. Rough skin at the heel.
Okay.
And maybe ingrown toenails.
Don't know what to do here. Ladies, I'm happy to take suggestions on this. I would give you definitely the ingrown toenails.
Yeah.
Dead on. Sore calves, foot pain, weakened ligaments, deformed toes, ingrown toenails, stress fractures, hammer toes.
Yeah.
I don't know, hon. I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm sorry.
I hate the ones where it's like name anything that could happen at all. I hate those bloody questions.
Finally on this one, and I think this one is easy because it pretty much is already simplified for you.
Okay.
Okay, so I think this one's all right.
Okay, you're going to simplify.
Go out with a bit of dignity.
Amazing.
Dave, in bra cup sizes.
Oh, for God's sake.
What's larger? A or double A?
It's got to be double A.
Is bigger than A?
It has to be double A. Like batteries.
Okay. Is that your fight? Are you just going to go straight with that?
Yeah.
Thought process is what? Double D kind of?
Although, like triple A's batteries are smaller than double A batteries.
Interesting.
But you need more of them.
Are double D, is there such thing as double D batteries?
No.
No, okay.
I'm A cup. No, I'm double A. Do you know what? I'm going to shock you and change my answer to double A's are in fact smaller than A cups. Final answer.
Based on the battery size.
Based on the battery size.
Well done.
Yeah! Crap, I forgot that was coming then.
Yes! Well done. I thought that might catch out a little bit because naturally a double D would be bigger than a D cup in a bra. But well done.
But double A is smaller than A cup.
Big up to Duracell batteries.
That is bizarre.
Teaching our men things about women's cup sizes. I actually don't know. It is confusing for no reason, really.
Yeah, it really is. I think it's to catch out men.
Do you think so? I think it's to catch out women, to be honest.
It's a conspiracy.
Okay, not a win this week, but...
No, we're close to it.
We learned a lot this week, I feel.
Yeah, mainly. I'm a bit of a dick.
Girly Quiz, back on the show next Thursday. It's the Girly Quiz. Makeup, nails and tear.
How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Get ready for the sound.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged.
Love this?
Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.